AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An unexpected reversal from President Obama. He's declined to sign a renewal of sanctions against Iran, but let it become law anyway, in an apparent bid to alleviate Tehran's concerns that the U.S. is backsliding on the nuclear deal. AP correspondent Josh Letterman reports the White House says the renewal isn't needed because the administration has other authority to punish Iran if necessary.
Iran had complained about the renewal of the sanctions and said that it undermined the nuclear deal. The White House says that it doesn't violate the nuclear deal, but that it's also unnecessary because the president still has authority to penalize Iran if he needs to.
The on-again, off-again ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo is apparently on again. The Russian military says it's preparing for the rebels' withdrawal from Aleppo. It says 20 buses and 10 ambulances are prepared to carry the rebels to another town. Dangerously cold temperatures are gripping the upper Midwest and have even claimed a life. A 34-year-old woman died of hypothermia in St. Paul, Minnesota. Milwaukee City Manager Rafael Acevedo said the city's trying to make shelter available to anyone who needs it during this cold snap.
We are working very closely with our local homeless shelters. Our emphasis now and our focus is really making sure we have enough capacity with some of the warming rooms.
Sound courtesy WITI Fox 6. Rush hour commuters in Portland, Oregon were stuck for hours Wednesday evening after a rare snowstorm made streets a slippery mess. AP correspondent Gillian Flackes tells us that she had to deal with it.
I was trapped for about 4 hours, and I had to eventually abandon my car about a mile away from where I live and walk the rest of the way home.
The city of Corpus Christi, Texas, is warning residents not to use tap water as officials investigate an unknown chemical. Residents are being told to use only bottled water now. Boiling it won't help. This is AP Radio News. Yahoo says it believes hackers stole data from more than a billion user accounts in August of 2013. That's a different breach from the one disclosed in September when it said 500 million accounts were exposed. Data security expert Will Donaldson says this shows it's important to switch up your passwords.
A lot of people use that same screen name or username or login. They use that for multiple sites. And of course, if they're using the same password, if that's released, they can get into multiple accounts from the same hack.
Bill Cosby's lawyers in court attacked what they called vague, remote, and inconsistent allegations from a slew of women whom prosecutors are seeking to call as witnesses in his sexual assault trial next year. The AP's Mary Claire Dale on what prosecutors are saying.
They describe Cosby as a serial abuser who has been committing a lifetime of sexual assaults in a very similar pattern. And they say these 13 women will corroborate his M.O.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.